For NPR Illinois, I'm Jacqueline Driscoll. In today's legal market, there's more than just your typical joint if you want to get high. There's cookies, gummies, weed-infused drinks, and more. But how might these different products affect you? Edibles are nothing new. We're talking all the way back to ancient Chinese emperors who used to brew cannabis-infused tea. But the products are evolving, and as more states legalize marijuana, more people are trying them out.
That's why we tell our patients start low and slow.
That's Paul Hunke, the director of cultivation for HCI Alternatives, a medical marijuana dispensary in Springfield and the Metro East. The low and slow mantra is what he tells patients who want to eat marijuana instead of smoke it.
There's a little bit of a time release. I usually tell people, and if you're buying from a dispensary, it's good to give yourself about an hour to kind of let it fully integrate into your system, and then you can kind of determine where you want to go from there. You can always add more. It's a lot harder to take it away.
Some think edibles are a stepping stone into marijuana, but Hunke says you should try smoking it first. That way you get an idea of your dosage, because it metabolizes differently in everyone.
Edibles being 100 milligrams, people end up overdoing it right off the bat.
Hunke is talking about the THC levels in edibles. That's the stuff that gets you high. They measure that in milligrams.
Here, a lot of our chocolate bars are 100 milligrams in a chocolate bar, but you'll get 10 individual pieces, so it'll break down that way. Or you'll get, you know, a can of chocolate-covered coffee beans or chocolate-covered blueberry bites, things like that, and each one will be dosed where the entire package ends up being 100 milligrams.
Hunke says overdoing it isn't going to kill you. You'll just be uncomfortable for a little while.
I always tell people, you know, eat a sandwich or something.
The health effects of edibles hasn't really been studied, though. Dr. Robert Wallace from the University of Iowa was a part of a committee that examined some of the research that's out there about cannabis and health. It didn't include anything about edibles specifically.
It's a legitimate question as to whether the pharmacologic and the health effects of cannabis delivered in food is different than that when delivered when it's smoked or vaped or, you know, other ways you can get it. But we didn't study that. And my sense is there isn't a lot of literature on that either at this point.
And you might be able to taste a little marijuana in your chocolate bar, but it'll pretty much look and smell just like candy, which can be enticing, not just to adults, but kids and animals too. Wallace says there's been calls to the Poison Control Center across the U.S. where children had gotten into and eaten some of the product. Law enforcement says they're gravely concerned about this as well.
It's a big problem to detect because it is in a lot of products. You know, I have actually heard somebody say, well, maybe we should ban all products that might be appealing to children.
That's Ed Wojcicki, the director of the Illinois Chiefs of Police. He says banning edibles is a nice thought, but it would be hard to both legislate and patrol. The group is opposed to legalizing recreational marijuana, and even though the sponsors of the measure say no one will be able to get high in public, he says edibles create a new landscape.
You wouldn't know all the products that marijuana is in, especially edibles. It would be impossible to see in public view or plain view.
Illinois does have a legal limit of THC, like it does with blood alcohol level. It's 5 nanograms, but there's no reliable device to test for it right now. Of course, there's standard sobriety tests, but law enforcement is concerned how edibles, and marijuana in general, could impact their jobs in the future. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.